Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, he is on the Window Nation guest hotline, and he is powered by Verizon. He's our friend and yours, Jim Hunter. Jim, what's up?
How you doing there, partner?
Hanging in there, dude. Look forward to seeing you next week down at Pickles Pub when we reconvene on Monday and Tuesday. But we know O'Neill's injury-prone history, right? We've seen the bat play when healthy. Just saw him going a little spurt here. But my concern outside of the injuries, when Baltimore signed him, we heard about this gold glove past in St. Louis, which is, what, four or five years in the rearview mirror. Watching him in right field, old Tony Taters looks like Roberto Clemente, in my humble opinion. So injuries, very disappointing because he's not there, like today. But what do you think of him as an outfielder defensively? Supposedly had this big arm and could do all these great things. Unless I was blinking at one of them, I don't remember much.
Well, he certainly is playing tentative, and that probably is because he's always getting hurt. He's probably trying not to get hurt by playing tentative, and I think that's really affecting him. You're right. I mean, he's won a gold glove in his career. Way back with the Cardinals, but he certainly isn't playing to that caliber this year with the Orioles in his first season. And, you know, the shame of it is they gave him a three-year deal, and he, expecting a big year, had an opt-out after the first year and the second year, and there's no way he's going to opt out of this contract. So the Orioles are stuck with him and his inconsistencies. And, you know, again, Manzolino said before the game today that they're going to get an MRI in his wrist tomorrow and go from there. So who knows what's going to happen.
Now, we were talking earlier about right field in 2026. So O'Neill, we assume, like you just said, won't opt out because who's going to pay him? What Baltimore's going to pay him. But, you know, defensive issues, unreliable in regards to hitting the lineup. Kowser, all right. We're trying to project next year's outfield O'Neill to some capacity, but how important is it for the Orioles, Mike Elias, to go out and get an everyday center fielder, unless you think Beavers or could do it, or Kowser or Bradfield could stay healthy, or a right fielder? I mean, you look at the outfield, you see gaping holes. We know about the bullpen rotation, but where's all this outfield depth that we've been reading about and hearing about for years all of a sudden?
Well, the outfield depth, Bob, is still in the minor leagues. I mean, I have no idea why Dylan Beavers isn't here already. He hit two more home runs last night. He's got 18 on the year. He's batting .310, so he certainly is doing the job. But what I would hope they would do, and, you know, who knows if Mike Elias is going to do this, but I would think they would bring in a veteran outfielder. You know, it's nice to have all these prospects, but in a way, they're too young, and young players struggle. I mean, Jackson Holliday's going through that right now, and you need a veteran presence, you know, like what Ryan O'Hearn gave them, and he's a free agent at the end of the year. I realize he's only a part-time outfielder, but a guy like that can come in and really do well. So I would hope that they would go out and get a veteran because, again, they're just too young.
Jim Hunter, our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, 105.7 The Fan, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, talking about the Orioles underway in Philly. Jackson Holliday at the plate as we speak against Ranger Suarez. As a matter of fact, all right, we know the finality of the Grayson Rodriguez season. He's going to get the elbow issue. He was on a podcast saying he's just getting bone chips cleaned out because for some reason he don't talk to the local media, but it's all good. Moving forward, if you're the Orioles, how do you handle him? Do you still project him to be a rotation piece because of his unreliability with the injuries? Would he be best suited maybe to be a power arm in the back of your bullpen. What's the future hold for, at one time, the top pitching prospect in baseball here?
Well, I think you have to wait and see how he comes out of the surgery and how he rehabs. He certainly has the ability to be a top of the rotation starter, but that's if he's healthy. And unfortunately for him, he's the Tyler O'Neill of the pitching staff, where he's always hurt. So I would think, you know, you go through the surgery, you go through the rehab, and you hope for the best for next season. But your idea isn't necessarily a bad one, a power arm in the back of the bullpen. He could be what Suarez was last year.
Hey, Jim, it seems like going into 2026, there is a lot of holes. You know, how are they going to fix all the holes that they have? You know, because Elias has got to spend money, but they can't pay for all the holes that they have. They've got to be creative in other ways.
Well, that's right, Vinny. And, you know, they need at least two starters. And Dean Kramer, all of a sudden, is so unreliable. In fact, the Orioles have lost his last four starts. He only took the loss in one of those starts, and that was last night. But he's supposed to be a consistent pitcher in the rotation. So if he's back next year, which he should be, they got to go out and spend money on two starters and or make trades for two proven starters. And one of the things at the trade deadline that Elias did do a good job of is he was able to restack the farm system. And now he has players that he could trade if he elects to do so to get a proven pitcher. So he's going to have to spend money, which he hasn't been willing to do as of late. You know, I mean, the Tyler O'Neill contract was a nice, healthy contract, but they need pitching. I mean, their starting pitching has an ERA of 5.00. That's 28th in the majors, and they're 34-40 as a staff. You know, you can't tell your hitters, hey, boys, go out and get a six today and we have a chance to win. The starting rotation and the bullpen definitely has to improve. I realize they made all the trades on the guys that were reliable in the bullpen, but he's going to have to, if he's back, and we don't even know if that's the case, if Mike Elias is back, but he's got a lot of work to do, and I agree.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
I agree with you.
Now, if Elias is back, Jim, you know, I think we talked about manager before with you. I just think it's going to be imperative. The big thing is, if Elias is back, is the manager going to be in lockstep with him? You know, that's the thing. Is he going to be, because Elias, you know, gives the lineup card, does all those types of things. Is a manager going to allow all that stuff? I guess if they're not, then they're not taking a job.
Well, I would agree with that. And I think they need a proven manager to come in here, if nothing else, to change the culture. And the guy who's best at that is Buck Showalter. You know, when he was hired, I think it was 2010, the first thing he did was change the culture in the clubhouse. And that is something, a guy like him, he's not going to come in here, if he's even offered the job, unless he understands that he's in charge of the clubhouse and he's in charge of the lineup. But Elias has proven to hire guys that agree with him, and or if they don't agree with him, he gets rid of them. I mean, Dean Albany wanted to draft Bobby Witt Jr. over Adley Rutschman. He got fired the day after the draft. And the bench coach pushed for a trade last year with a veteran outfielder, and he got fired at the end of the season. So
Freddie Gonzalez,
Freddie Gonzalez. So that's not a good track record for Mike Elias. he tends to get rid of people that don't agree with him, and that's going to be tough to hire a veteran manager to come in here if he still has all that control over the club.
Jim Hunter, longtime voice of the Orioles, our colleague now on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, and has been for a few years now. Jim, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday. We'll talk to you next week. We'll see you at Pickles.
Yeah, we'll see you Tuesday at Pickles.
You got it, brother. Here's Jim Hunter, everyone. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We talk about the Orioles. Extend Adley. Extend Gunner. Hasn't happened yet. Boston, boy, did they get ahead of it with Roman Anthony. We'll tell you about that. And then we'll give you an Oriole update. And if we have time, which it doesn't look like we anyway, a little funhouse, perhaps.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.